follow Jesus. And let us stand together as we sing this hymn for our Sunday school opening. 826 in the green book. Okay, let us sing it together.
I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. Though none will join me, still I will follow. Do not want to join me, still I will follow. Do not want to join me, still I will follow. No turning back, no turning back.
Let's sing number three.
The world behind me, the cross before me. The world behind me, the cross before me. The world behind me, the cross before me. No turning back, no turning back.
Remain standing for prayer. Father, we thank you for this morning. We thank you, Lord, for your wonderful words that we can sing in song. We give you the glory. We thank you, Lord, for our Savior, Lord Jesus Christ, who died on the cross, so that we can be saved. Help us, Lord, to be faithful as we sang. We will not turn back. We will continue to follow the Lord every day. Bless us, the lesson today, Lord, and bless your words. And Lord, to you we give the glory, the praise, and thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. And just to jump, we'll go forward a bit because of a late start. We will take the offering at this time. And then we will be open for birthdays. Another special occasion. Gentlemen, where's Messiah? Messiah, can I help with offering? Alright, we can play a song while you take an offering. Join the club. Come on up, my gentlemen. All right, let's ask a blessing, man. Whichever one of you like to. Right. Amen. All right, we can sing. All right, let's pause at this time. Thank you for the music. For those who have made a birthday this morning, between today and the weekend, anyone on a birthday this weekend, throughout this week? Am I seeing a sign someplace, someone here have a birthday, and they are keeping it quiet? Come on over. We like to sing you a song, and we have a cake for you to hold in your hand. Come on up, Sister Hannah. It's your birthday, and look what happened. You have a birthday cake, right? Come on this side, so we all can see you on this side, and we are going to sing the happy birthday song for you. All right. Okay, good. Say good. That's good. Let's sing it, man. Ladies.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
What was that, Karen? I missed that. God bless you.
Thank you, Father.
All right, let's have the pledge of the flags, which I think we should jump over. We need some pledge leaders. Well, there's one over there, and there's one over here. We can use those two. And the holes, the item for holding, actually, Messiah help us with the holding at all times. One for the Bible, and one for the flags. And one for the other flag on the other side. That's why you're going to help with this, right? Don't want three go over there. We have another flag on this side. We need someone this side with the flag. For the flag. Let's take up the arm. Come on, all right, let's all stand together as we salute the flag, the American flag first. Go ahead. Okay.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, for liberty and
pledge allegiance to the Christian flag and to the Savior for whose kingdom it stands. One Savior crucified, living and coming again for death and liberty for all who believe.
Attention Bible students. I pledge allegiance to the Bible, God's holy word. I'll make it a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I will hide its word in my heart that I might not sin against God.
Thank you so much. Ladies. Thank you, Messiah. All right, we will at this time go directly to our classes for our studies. The adult will remain inside, adults and senior and teenagers will be on the inside, and the others will go with Mrs. Hodge. Now, brother, you have a choice to be on top here. You want to come closer in front? If you have a small podium.
I'm okay.
Yeah,
you
can go to have that.
Just
yeah,
no. Okay. We have a group, so.
Yes.
Thank you, brother.
Before you start, you now need to take prayer. Okay, so you're not going to pray yet. You want to have a prayer request? You want? Okay.
I thank God for peace, for Hannah and her family, and the pastor. I don't know that gentleman right there, but I bless them, everybody. Okay. But take an age to stuff and bless me.
Okay. All right. That's the blessing. You have a blessing or you want a prayer request?
No. I pray for everybody here.
Okay.
And all the members.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Dr. Patty? Okay. And what's
for a minute? Charlene?
Darlene.
Okay, and what? Okay, yes. Can you, let me hold it just a minute. Let me start with Tom.
I just pray for my feet. They're pretty good. Because that's the need to wash them around. And I just want to pray for the Lord. Everything came together. Carol's part of it. And I appreciate everyone that was there to help very much. And the races will still be going for another week. So we will be praying for me and I will love to wash them.
Okay. All right. Okay. Go ahead, Mr.
Yes. Regina, and I want to pray for my son. He is getting baptized this morning, and I just want to pray for him, Darrell.
Okay.
And my daughter, Chanel.
And what is your son's name as well?
Darrell.
Darrell, okay.
He's getting baptized this morning.
And Darrell, and the other one is on. Okay, this is from
Sue.
Sue, okay. And the request was
kidney failure.
Okay. Patty had another request.
Yes, John Watkins is traveling. He should be in Texas now.
Okay, John.
Warner before all this.
Okay, who had a... Okay.
Pray for me and my family.
Okay.
Pray for my daughter-in-law to get well soon.
Okay. Okay, just remind me of your name again.
My name is Kim.
No, your name.
Oh, Essie.
That's... Okay, and Kim. Okay, anyone else before I close off? Okay, I would like to ask for some helpers to pray for these needs. Anyone like to put a hand up to help pray for these requests? You won't know all the names, but I will guide you along. Okay, Karen, anyone else like to help pray for? Okay, good. Okay, brother. Okay, good. Very good. All right. You just press.
I need some help remembering some of them.
Okay, you have Patty, Linda, and Alex, and give you a three.
Okay, great. Fine. I'm going to take a picture of that.
Okay, and you have Patty and Linda, and Karen. Yeah, I gave you four. And then I gave you another four. Okay, good. All right, so if you don't mind starting to pray, I will finish the rest.
Okay.
Would you like me to go ahead?
Sure, I can go ahead.
Okay, great. Okay, you can sit down, Jim. Okay, we are going to be praying for those requests. Go ahead.
Patty had a few requests.
Yeah, she had a request for Darlene and one for John Watkin. Just John instead of going through all the requests. Okay.
Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to come closer to
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Father, that we have you. Thank you that you're there. Please listen to all these prayer requests and praises. Father, as the first brother started, just want to give you thanks for every brother and sister here. Please bless every soul that we might come closer to you. Help us, Father, to learn from your word this morning. But
Amen.
Please listen, Father. There's a lot of us, a lot of your children who are sick or have health problems. I pray that your hand might be over all the brothers that are suffering or have different types of just health problems. I want to pray particularly for Patty. Please bless her health, Father.
Amen.
And, what might be going on in her lungs, I just help her to, if you will, please heal her, not help her to go through with it with you as close as possible, Father. Pray for Darlene, Lord, and for John, and you know, all the people that were mentioned that need to hear the gospel, that need to come closer to you, that need to belong to you. I pray for them, Father.
Yes,
I want to pray also for Linda and for Allie. Lord, you know all the situations in their lives, and yeah, just be close to them.
Yes.
Be close to us this morning. We want to give you glory regardless of our situation. Thank you, Father, for everything. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Father, we continue to pray this morning for the needs that were mentioned. You know each one, Lord, you know their needs. You know, dear God, that you can do all things above that which we can ask or even think. And Father, we just thank you for the privilege we have to come to your throne of grace to bring forth to you, Lord, these needs that were mentioned. We think of Alice, that you will be with her, Lord. We think of Karen, that you continue healing on her feet. You know all things, dear God, and you know more than the doctors know, dear God, and we ask for your healing touch. Pray for Regina and her son, and Darlene and Chanel, that we ask your continued blessings upon them. We thank you, Lord, that they are following you in baptism, Lord, and we just pray you guide them, Lord, and help them to be faithful in living their Christian life, and to love in your Holy Spirit to guide them each day. Father, we pray that you will continue, Lord, to meet the needs of Miss Dominic's the mom, Kim, that you'll touch her body, dear God, that you'll guide the doctors and having the examination, Lord, that they make the right decisions, they use the right medication that can help her to heal and be better, Lord, and we pray that this will be in accordance with your will. Bless our pastor and his family. Continue, Lord, to watch over them, Lord, while they are on vacation. We pray that they will have a good time of rest and refresh, Lord. We pray for that you bring them back safely when the time comes. Bless the service now, Lord. Bless Brother Daniel as he teaches the class, that you'll be glorified and you'll be soul be edified. And we ask you, Lord, bless them on worship too, Lord, and that you will be glorified in these things. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Brother, it's all yours.
As we are asking, we are having our prayer petitions, we can see all of us has a lot of needs. We have needs in our life and things to go through, a lot of problems, even being young, because every problem, every need is according to our age. So even being young, you have some things to solve. Not everything is a path of roses in our life. I was teaching this week something that caught my attention. It was the book of Jeremiah. Of course, we cannot teach the whole book of Jeremiah, but I was sharing with the guys in the care center the book of Jeremiah, and I said it's too much to share in just one few minutes, and I want to share more things with you. You will see how interesting is the Jeremiah story, and I want to lead you to some verses at the end of this. But I don't know if you know the context of Jeremiah. Every time we read, we can isolate the verses. I put one verse here, one verse there, and I can force the thing. You know, that's the devil's specialty. When he came to the temptation to Jesus Christ, he isolate verses. You understand that? Isolate, they put the verse out of context. So the scripture says, and he, you know the story, he started bringing things, but isolated. But you have to put, and the Lord answer the things in the context. Yeah, that is true, but it's another truth that is complementary, that it goes together with the first truth. So the context is that the prophet Jeremiah was prophesying in a time that the nation of Israel was going to be captured is going to be destroyed. Nothing good in being a prophet saying the nation will be destroyed. But the Lord talked to this man, and he said to him, you have to go, you have to prophesy and say the nation will be destroyed. Repent. You are doing bad things. You have been many years, centuries, idolaters. So I will destroy the nation. How do you think the people will take this prophecy? We, of course, love our nations. Imagine someone comes and says, your nation will be destroyed. The first thing we will think is that this guy is a no patriotic person at all. He is against the nation, but he did this because the Lord asked him to do it. When he, with Jeremiah, was, you can see in the beginning, 1:5, if you look in the book of Jeremiah, the chapter 1, the verse 5, he was chosen even before he was formed, it says, when he was in the womb of his mom. And verse 6, you can see what he answers to the Lord. He says, Then said I, Ah, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a child. So the first excuse that Jeremiah brings is, I'm a kid, I'm too young. Some commentators think that he was in his 20s. 20 years old. Imagine a 20 years old guy and is called to be a prophet. Can you imagine such a thing? Of course, his first reaction says, I am too kid. I'm a child still. I'm not even a full man. And the Lord said to him, No, don't say that. You are a child. I'll be with you. And so he started preaching the scripture. Why I am so trying to describe the situation of Jeremiah? Because when we understand our situation is when the words that we say have weight. If you say to someone that has a toothache and you say, you have to take it. Well, how you know you never have a toothache? But if I am an expert in toothaches, I can tell you, try to hold it, do this, that, because I always have toothache, so I can share my experience. Well, this man had not an easy life, because as soon as he started preaching, he was sent to jail. He went through 4 kings. Imagine 4 presidencies going, one president, and every one of the kings sent him to prison, because he was preaching the bad thing. He was preaching against the nation, not because he doesn't love the nation, but because he loved the nation and God talked to his face. He has no chance to do other thing. He went to a point that he said, I won't preach anymore. I want to give up. Lord, okay, I will not be a prophet anymore. Kind of Jonah, remember when the Lord sent him, okay, I want to Tarsus. You know that is exactly the opposite direction to where the Lord sent him. Actually, Tarsus was the other side. So he was so far as he could. Jeremiah tried to do the same. But you know what happened? He came back because he cannot stand not being with the Lord. He was not only in jail, but the captains of the army were especially haters of Jeremiah. As you know, you can see the generals, captains, tend to be the more patriotic persons in a nation. That's why they lead armies, and that's good they do that. Thank God for them, because they encourage the people to defend the nations. So the captains, the generals has a special eye against Jeremiah. They really deeply hate Jeremiah. So, you know what they did? Jail is not that good for you. It's too good for you. You need to go deeper. And they put him deeper in a pit. In a pit. And it was full of mud. No water. But it was with mud. So he started sinking in the mud. And there was Jeremiah sinking in the mud. No food, no water, no nothing. Can you imagine? Sometimes we think we are doing bad in our life, we have problems. This guy have more problems. Not only he was there, but the worst situation is that not even the king knew that Jeremiah was in the pit. So are you completely forgotten of everyone except those that design the punishment? So nobody knows you are there. Can you imagine such a situation? With that in mind, we go to Lamentations. It's the next book that was written for Jeremiah also. And I will grab my Spanish Bible because it's easier for me. That's why you see Ezekiel has like a little computer, because I carry two. He has to carry three Bibles. Spanish, English, and German. So it's more complicated. It's better to have a little. Would be impossible. And you need all of them, because you remember one verse in Spanish, one verse in English, and you need to, even you use faithful versions, you remember some things in one language or the other. So let's go to Lamentations, chapter 3, verse 22. And it says, Lamentations chapter 3, verse 22. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. We have a hymn with that. The Lord is my portion, saith my soul. Therefore will I hope in him. The Lord is good unto them that wait for him, to the soul that seeketh him. It is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. The man that I described before wrote these verses. He wrote that we are not consumed because of the mercies of the Lord. Can you imagine to write this in a pit? What I'm saying, he wrote this in a pit. You will see later for the description some tips you have in his prayer. It looks like he was saying these words when he was in the pit, full of mud. Nobody knows he's there except the generals and captains that hate him. So he was there, ready to die, and in a painful and slowly death. Poor man. And he says, your mercies are new every morning. Yeah. He was a long time in that pit. So can you imagine a man waking up, sleeping, standing up, because he's stuck in the mud. And he's there and waking up, oh Lord, thank you for your mercies this morning. It would be something I don't think, of course. And it says in the verse 27 or 26, it is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. I don't know if you feel like in a pit, but sometimes we are kind of in a pit, and we don't have to be in a desperately situation. Sometimes it's the sumatory of when you add situations, one situation after little problems, one little problem after another, can be this much for us. Little things, but one, you know, it make us feel that we are in desperate situation. So my question was, why the Lord allows this Jeremiah to suffer? What's the point? He was chosen to be a prophet since he was a young man. He was not allowed to have a wife and children, of course. So he has no family. He was eating his bread alone because people don't like him. You know how many souls he converted along his ministry? Zero. No one. No one listened to his message. Even was God's message. God spoke to his face. No one soul. He has no one soul that says, yes, Jeremiah, you are right. You are right. I will repent of my bad ways, and so the Lord have will mercy on me. No. They don't like the guy. You remember when the Lord asked to the disciples, who you think I am? What the people said, who I am? And the people said, well, some of them say you are a prophet, some of them say you are Elijah, some of them say you are Jeremiah, important prophet in the scripture. They were compared, this man has to be Elijah, Jeremiah, the importance of Jeremiah in the Old Testament. Even the people of his time reject him. So why the Lord allowed sufferings? Why the Lord allowed problems in our lives? Why this Jeremiah was not only in jail, but in a pit, no family, no nothing that you can say you can be happy about in your life, because he even trying to give up his work, his job as a prophet, he could not. He was called and known as the weeping prophet, as you know, because he was crying because of his work. And why the Lord allows these things? If we keep reading, we will see some explanations. The verse 31, can anyone read? If he can read for me the verse 31 and 32.
For the Lord will not cast off forever, but though he cause grief, yet will he have compassion according to the multitude of his mercy.
Of course, when we have trials, we don't see the good of that. But it says that the Lord will have mercy upon us on those trials, on those problems. Even keeps going further, and I will explain. 37, can you read for me, son?
Who is he that saith, and it cometh to pass, for the Lord commandeth it not?
And 38?
Out of the mouth of the Most High proceedeth not evil and good?
The Lord allows good things and bad things. But what is the purpose of those things? Verse 40, keep reading, you will understand.
Let us search and try our ways and turn again to the Lord. Let us lift up our hearts with our hands unto God in heaven.
Thank you. So it says in the verse 40 that search our ways. In this modern society, we are invited to have a light life. Life is something to have fun about, to enjoy. We work hard so we can have a good life. And it's not bad. But we tend to take life not with the weight that it has. And we design in our heads a life without problems. So when I don't have problems, I will be okay. So when I don't have problems, I will be faithful to the Lord. So when I don't have problems, me and my family, we will be happily ever after and live the life we dream. But it's not that way. It's not that the Lord has no mercy. He's so merciful, as Jeremiah described, that He take care of us. But anyways, life is not a walk in the park. But why? Why? If you keep reading this book, the same chapter, the verse 55, you will understand. And what I was saying, maybe he was reading these things, these prayers, from the pit. Verse 55, Ezekiel. Please. Mm-hmm. Lo, dungeon. He was in that dark and muddy prison, and he was writing there. And he says in the verse 56. Anyone? 56.
Thou hast heard my voice. Hide not thine ear at my breathing, at my cry.
57.
Thou drewest near in the day that I called upon thee. Thou saidst, fear not.
The Lord said to you and to Jeremiah and to me, fear not. But Lord, I am in jail. I actually in the mat. No way to go out. If you know, I don't know if you have ever sometimes walked on mat. Here I don't see so many muddy places. Your everything has asphalt. But if you try, maybe when you were a kid or you had the experience walking in mat this thick, you can barely walk to the point you start losing your shoes. Imagine to be with man. Can you go out? No, there is no chance. The only chance you have is that they take you out. Because the more you move, the more you sink. No way. You're just in God's hand. If He won, I will be out of here. But if not, I have no chance. Why the Lord allow problems? First thing, He's saying, fear not, because He wants to lead us to this experience. Don't trust in yourself. Fear not. I was saying to my son, to my wife, a few weeks ago, with my wife, and with my son on the phone, I don't know why, but it looks like, I see in my own life, maybe you too, that the Lord take us to the edge, so when there is no hope and you are going to fall, He holds your hand. Why? You didn't give me the answer before. Why you have to wait here till I am almost falling? I don't know, but it's so again and again in my life. Now there is no hope, the Lord comes. He wants us to learn this lesson. Fear not. But there is one more lesson we need to learn. How long do I have, brother? That's it? Okay. I finish with this. The verse 58 says, can you read this again for me?
O Lord, thou hast pleaded the cause of my soul.
Mm-hmm. The Lord is pleading the cause of what?
My soul.
Soul. Here is something I learned with the years, brothers, sisters. The Lord is more concerned in my soul than in my life, my earthly life. The trials in my life are for the sake of my soul. He is concerned that I have a soul that lives forever and be with Him. So everything tries to mold our soul. When I was younger, I used to pray, Lord, please, I have mercy on my life. Have mercy on my life. With the years passing through, I realize, and now I pray, Lord, have mercy on my soul. Even the things of life sometimes are tough. Have mercy on my soul. What is the benefit if we have a wonderful life and our soul is a mess, or our soul is lost, or we use the name of the Lord and says we are Christians and we live whatever life, lost life. We don't are affected by the words of the Lord. The Lord has mercy on your life too. Don't be scared. But His main concern is your soul. This is not wonderful that the Lord is Kel's soul, James' soul, Dominic's soul. And it's amazing. He allowed everything in our life because He loves our soul, and we can find a lot of scripture in regards to that. He loves our soul. What a wonderful God we have. May the Lord bless you. I hope this can help you in your life, brethren, sisters, brothers, sisters.
We are for another 15 minutes. We will start the morning's worship at 10:45. Let's close in prayer. Father, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for the lesson, the message we have just heard, that may challenge our hearts. And even how, Lord, how you have protected Jeremiah, Lord, in the fact that he was in the mud. You even took him out after a certain point. And Father, we just thank you that you are ever faithful. And you will protect your children. And you will guide us through the dark paths or whatever situation in life that we may face. That you have the answer and the solution to the problems. And Lord, we give you praise and thanks. For this we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.